Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Eyes Blinded by the God of This World, Already in Progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Everybody have a good week this week. Praise the Lord. Anybody in here know Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, there we got a good okay. Praise the Lord. Wow, I'm so glad I know Jesus. Wow. Yeah, God cares about everything. And let me tell you for sure, He definitely knows when you're lying or when you're telling the truth. And in fact, I'll tell you one on about lying and how critical it is when He says He hates liars. I know one time, one afternoon, Cheryl got up and I don't know what time it was to... About 3 or 4 o'clock, I guess, when she come in there and she says, "Have you eaten today?" And I says, "No, I have not eaten today." That's the terminology I use. And immediately the Holy Spirit told me, said, "You just lied to your wife." And I thought, "Lord, I didn't lie to my wife. I haven't had lunch. It's 3 or 4 o'clock and I haven't had lunch." He said, "That's not what she asked you. What did she ask me? Have I eaten today?" Now then, when I stopped and thought about that, I thought, well, I did have a bowl of cereal this morning, you know, for breakfast. But I guess that's not eating today, right? I mean, is God right and I'm wrong? Yes, of course. He's always right and I'm wrong. He said, "You lied to your wife." And so now, if God says in His Word, He hates liars, you know, I mean, so you just tell a little white lie or a little black lie or a little pink lie or whatever kind of color you want to call it. Does God hate lying? That's what He said. He don't want no lying of no kind. So He knew, the Spirit of God knew that if I lied to my wife, I'm going to open the door to me or her one for some kind of problem. And I don't want that, and she don't want that. One thing that did to me, it made me a little more cautious when somebody says something. If I'm over here and you're driving down the road in your car and I'm having trouble, and some of you may experience this as you get older. I can sit in a car and listen to a man talk to me and I have no problem hearing his voice. But when a woman gets in the car with her little light voice, not just Cheryl, but any of you, and you're talking to me, if all of a sudden you're saying things and I've got to answer you or be right, if I lean over the podium to the close to you, I'm wanting to hear what you say. Because, you know, when I was younger, I could hear a whole lot better than I can now. And I still hear men okay, but women, I have a problem hearing those little light voices. Now, let me ask y'all a question. I remember, God hates liars. Is there any of you women in here ever have a trouble with your husband, especially if he's over 50 or 60? Okay, so there's other women in here got the same problem besides mine, huh? Yeah. So when your husband is, when you talk to him, sometimes he doesn't hear you. Is that right? Well, and I guess that's just a thing about men. Because, you know, there's times me and Cheryl will be driving down the road and we don't do this much anymore, but when we first got married, we'd be driving down the road and I don't hear her talking. I'm sitting there looking out the window and the roar from the tires and all this stuff. And all of a sudden she says, "Hey, honey." And I look around and I said, "Yeah." She said, "What did I say?" I said, "You didn't say nothing. I didn't hear you say nothing. I've been talking for you for the last 10 minutes and you didn't hear a word I said." "No, I didn't hear a word you said." So she said, "Well, I'm going to talk again." And she starts talking again, and I leaned over the center and put my ear right over. She said, "What are you getting so close for?" I said, "I want to hear what you're saying." Those are just things that happen. And the Holy Spirit, just like whenever He told me that time about when Cheryl asked me, "Have you had anything to eat today?" Or she said, "Have you eaten today?" And when she said, "Have you eaten today?" That means, have I eaten today? Not lunch, but I just assume she meant that I had lunch because she hadn't had lunch and it's 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So when I says, "No, I have not eaten," I'm thinking in my mind, I've not had lunch. But the Lord, when He spoke to me clearly and said, "You just lied to your wife." Now, and God doesn't like lying. So He doesn't want you to lie to your wife. He doesn't want you to. In fact, if some of y'all remember about lying and deception, the little girl out there on the picture, little Jenna. And some of you have seen those pictures, some of you hadn't. But when you leave today, look at the, as you go through the doorway, look at the pictures on the right. Those are all the pictures that we had of this little girl when her mother had lied and deceived her husband. Now, I want to tell you that story too right quick. Just think, a woman, a 39-year-old woman, she wants to have one more baby before she gets too old to have children. So she goes to her husband and said, "Honey, let's have one more baby before we get too old to have children." He said, "Honey, I'm 43 years old." And he said, "If we were to start trying to have a baby now, and if we had one, I might wind up with a teenager in high school with me in my 60s. And is that possible?"
Yes.
If he's already 43, he might be 44, 45 before they actually get pregnant. And then they're going to have 9 months, and then they're going to have a baby. And in another 15 years, he's definitely going to be in his 60s, isn't he? And you know, if there's anything most men don't want, you don't want a family, a little family, to have to train and buy cars for and pay everything when you get to be in 65 where you're supposed to retire. Most men dream of retiring at 65. Well, I got news for you guys. If you're a Christian, there ain't no retirement plan in the Word of God. He says, "Occupy till I come." So if you think about retiring, forget it. It's not part of the plan. God planned for you and me to work all of our life. And if you're not careful, if you do retire and quit doing anything for the kingdom, most of those men don't live very long. Do y'all seen that? They die early because they're not doing that. So, but anyway, this man and this woman, whenever we could not get that little girl healed. I mean, whenever they contacted us and they wanted us to pray over that little girl, we prayed over that little girl and we prayed over that little girl and we prayed over that little girl. We repented of sin. We forgave sin. We did everything. But never could we get that little girl healed. So finally, I told the mother and the daddy, I said, "Y'all are going to have to go to God. You're going to have to ask Him why He's not answering your prayer." And so they did. And they prayed for 3 weeks. And the Lord answered her and told her it was her lying and deception to her husband. Just think, who would ever dream that a little girl could be tormented like that little girl in those pictures out there? Be so sick with oozing, running sores all over her body. And it was all because her mother had lied and deceived her husband. You know, most people don't believe that, do they? Most people never heard a story like that. But this is a real, true story. This happened to us right here at the Living Savior Ministries. After they went to God and the Lord told them, it was her lying and deception to her husband, because when her husband told her no, he didn't want any more children. So she said, "Okay, I will do everything I can to keep from getting pregnant." But she lied. Instead of doing everything she could to keep from getting pregnant, she did everything she could to get pregnant. And then when she got pregnant and she went to her husband and said, "Oh, honey, I was doing everything I could to keep from getting pregnant, but it must be the Lord's will for us to have another baby because I am pregnant." And obviously the master didn't like that lying and deception. So he struck that little girl with that terrible curse that you'll see all over her. And after the Lord spoke to the mother and told her what it was causing it, she asked her husband to forgive her of the sin. And then she asked the Lord to forgive her of sin. And when both of them forgave, then she called me and we prayed the prayer of faith. And in 2 weeks, that little girl didn't have a mark or a scar on her body. I mean, she was completely healed. And the pictures to the left is the little girl after she got healed. So, you know, whenever you have a problem or something going on in your own life, you know, the best thing to do is go to God, right? Go to God, ask Him what you've done. This is not really a testimony, but it is something to show you how easy it is to be deceived and drawn away. We had an email from a guy that was very interesting. He told me that he had seen me as a special messenger. I was going to be called a heavenly, and I was going to be able to see God do great and awesome things. Well, now, first of all, if you've already seen God do great and awesome things and somebody contacts you and said, "I am a man of God and God has showed me that you're going to be a heavenly and you're going to see Him do great and wonderful things." Now, guess what? I'm listening, right? Because do I want to see God do great and mighty things? Oh, yes, I do. Do I love to see God do great and mighty things for His people? Yes, I do. So I'm listening. And so then the next day, after we wrote him back a couple of times on email, I called him and he said, "Call me." So I said, "Okay, send me a phone number." So the next day, that afternoon, I finally got where I could get to him. And I called him probably 3 or 4 o'clock that afternoon. And we were talking. He appeared to have revelation beyond anything I had seen. I know God can do that. I know He can do that. He can do anything He wants to. But then He made a statement to me, I want you to know that the Lord can do anything. Do you know that, Thurman? I said, oh yeah, He can do anything. God, with God, nothing's impossible. I mean, is that scripture so far? He said, I want you to know that you're going to never die. I said, well, that's possible. Because in John 8 and John 11, the scripture says, if I obey Jesus 100%, I will never die. I said, so, okay. He said, yeah, you're never going to die. And He said, your wife is never going to die. You and her both are never going to die. You're going to live forever as a heavenly. You're going to be able to be translated all over the place. I thought, well, so far this discussion we're having is a little bit leaning toward the really supernatural side. He hadn't said anything really yet that I haven't agreed with. And then all of a sudden He says, you also know that there's more to the book and more to God than the book. He said, you know, God can do things He didn't write in the book. I said, sir, God limited Himself on this earth to this book. I said, the book and Jesus are one and the same. He said, oh, no. Now, see, up until now, I'm thinking about that little slithering beast. You know, y'all know where I'm talking about? It all sounded so great. I loved everything He said up to this point. But now then He's beginning to tell me things that God and the Word are not the same. They're not one. And that I have personally seen God the Father. I said, no, you haven't. I said, the Word of God says, no man has ever seen the Father at any time, and he never will. Now, who are you going to believe? But I've seen Him, Thurman, and I'm telling you, all these things are going to happen. I said, sir, this conversation is ended. I said, you have been deceived by the enemy. He said, no, you have been deceived, not me. Does the enemy do that to us? Did he do that to Adam and Eve? He's really slick, isn't he? He will do everything he can to deceive you and get you, because at first, boy, this conversation, I mean, when he's telling me the things he's telling me, they all sound really awesome. And you know, I want to see great and mighty things. I've already seen God do great and mighty things. I know that he can do these kind of things for anybody. And I want to see him do greater and mightier things for people.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Eyes Blinded by the God of This World, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord.